This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Robin Witten is with me this week, and she has been making suggestions for some really good summer listening. Hello, Robin.
Hello. I'm going to keep it up with the mysteries today, Joe.
Yes. Thank you. Gifts to me.
And another British mystery.
Better yet.
This is Alexander McCall Smith's The Man with the Silver Saab, and it's read by David Rintoul.
Now, let me just ask you, because Alexander McCall Smith, I don't think he sleeps. All he does is write. So which of his many series does this one belong to, or is it a standalone?
That's right. No, this is part of a series, the Detective Varg series, which Ulf Varg is the head of the Department of Sensitive Crimes in Malmo, Sweden. And so I think it is intended to be a real parody of Scandinavian mysteries, but it...
I'm looking at you, Wallander. Go ahead.
But it takes itself fairly seriously. And so you never know whether you're in on the joke or you're just laughing at something nobody else is laughing at. As you might guess, the Department of Sensitive Crimes investigates the strangest, oddest, inconsequential crimes that happen in Sweden, of which there are many.
You mean like my cat lost the bird bib kind of crimes?
Yes.
Even weird, stranger.
Stranger. And I think there's a whole sort of riff of philosophical dialogue. For everything that happens, Ulf sort of goes off on these tangents where he's considering all kinds of things, where he's talking to himself and he's wondering about what his colleagues think and what other people think. And none of it is, it's all very loosely connected and eventually comes back to where he started. It's very wry, farcical in a way. As I said, you're never quite sure whether you're in on the joke or not, but there are all these digressions. I think the clip probably will illustrate this best.
Okay, let's listen to it then. This is The Man with the Silver Saab by Alexander McCall Smith, read by David Rintoul.
And Ulf, just to say, Ulf is driving his dog to the vet at this point.
Okay.
Ulf's thoughts wandered. He assumed that Dr. Håkansson's clinic would be open and that the vet would be able to deal with Martin as a matter of urgency. This thought led to more general reflection on how we rely on certain people in our lives and how we tend to assume they will always be there, ready to attend to our needs. And it is in this spirit that we use the possessive my when referring to them, my dentist, my doctor, my hairdresser. He had to smile. My dentist. In Ulf's case, the somewhat unusual Dr. Melker Gran, whom he saw every 6 months for his checkup.
David Rintoul of the wonderful voice.
That is true.
Oh, what a voice.
As you see, Ulf's thoughts wandered, and then they go off on this long tangent. He goes on about the dentist. And then eventually he comes back to the fact that he's stuck in traffic as he's trying to get to the vet with his dog. None of this is connected to anything, but it's very entertaining. I found it. And of course, as you say, David Rintoul has an amazing voice, that a Pied Piper voice, don't you think? That?
Oh, I could listen to him read the phone book.
Yeah.
I really could. I mean, he has one of those voices. Just talk to me.
And this works so well here because not all of this story makes a lot of sense. You have to just buy in and go with it. And because of David's voice, and he's all in on whatever is going on, you're mm-hmm. believing it, you're listening, and I was totally entertained.
Somebody, a reviewer, said about Alexander McCall Smith, his prose is very leisurely. And I thought that was, you know, just so apt, a really good observation, because as you said, it's like you're going for a walk with somebody and suddenly you're going down this path that turns someplace else and turns someplace else and someplace else. And then you end up somehow back on the main road again.
Right. And you know, it was quite an interesting journey. It does
a very interesting journey. Because he's pointing out the flora and the fauna. Look at the squirrel. There's a deer. I mean, it's just great.
You know, there is, I kept getting confused. Ulf's department is sensitive crimes, but there is a very popular British mystery series that is the Peculiar Crimes Unit. And I kept thinking, I don't know, but that could be a takeoff directly on that. It just seems two names so similar.
So close.
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued by it. I'm going to listen to it because I think it'll make me happy.
I think it probably will. And again, another good thing to be listening to in the summer.
I agree. Okay, that's The Man with the Silver Sob by Alexander McCall Smith, read by David Rintoul. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you tomorrow, Robin.
We'll talk tomorrow, Joe.
Behind the Mic is supported by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-adventure genres like fantasy, science fiction, comics, horror, westerns, and more. Find out all about them at graphicaudio.net. And then go to audiophilemagazine.com and check out the reviews we have of literally hundreds of audiobooks and have the information to make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.